Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
It's Parshat Lech Lecha. Possibly the easiest parsha to give a drash about. There's so much good stuff in it. We use it all the time. But it has a different connotation for me, I think, every year since coming to Portland. So I don't know how many of you know the story about how I actually ended up here. Let's go back to late March, early April, 2014. I had just 2 months prior, 6 weeks prior, decided I was done at the day school to take some time to be with Shiri, who was then 6 months old and not sleeping ever, and trying to figure out what I wanted to do with the rest of my career as a rabbi. I had this thought, though, that I was never going to be a synagogue rabbi. I was never going to be a pulpit rabbi. I just didn't want to, didn't think it was the right fit for me, wasn't really interested in it, and there were, like, no jobs available if you didn't want to go into pulpit work. This job came up for Portland, Oregon, that was called Rabbinic Educator and Youth Director. It was a tiny bit of pulpit work, but mostly teaching and kid work, which is what I love doing anyway, so I thought, well, we'll give it a shot. Now, I'd never been to Portland. Duncan had never been to Portland. We had never thought about visiting Portland. It was not even on our radar as a city. It just didn't matter to us at the time. But I said, I'm going to put my name in. We'll see what happens. So it starts with an initial phone call from Fred Rothstein, who calls me and says, you know, I want to get to know you a little bit. It come to find out that his daughter, Rachel, is the one who introduced me to Duncan. So we had a little connection there. The first interview went really well. So they said, okay, next is a Skype interview. So there we were a couple of days later on Skype. It was Rabbi Isaac and Fred, Rich Meyer and Stephen Kahn. These were the other faces on the other side of the screen and me. And the Skype interview went fairly well, I thought. I was really excited about it. I was waiting for the call to say, great, we're going to bring you out. But that's not what happened. The call came the next day from Fred. I think this was on Friday and Pesach started on must have been Monday night that year, and he called, he said, we think you're wonderful, we'd like to offer you the position, you need to let us know by Monday. And I said, so, but when are you going to bring me out so I can see? He said, no, we're offering you the position, you need to accept, and then we'll talk about how you're going to come out and doing all these things. And I thought, wow, I've never been to Portland. I don't know what Portland is like. It turns out I have a cousin who was living here at the time, so I called her and I just said, tell me everything I need to know about Portland, Oregon. Am I going to like it? Is it a great place for me? And she said, I love Portland. It's the best place, except I have no family here. Please come move here. And I thought, that's awesome, because you were one of my favorite cousins growing up. Yes, okay, so that's a really good endorsement. Turns out a year and a half after we moved here, she moved back to Michigan. To Ann Arbor, which was the other job I was waiting to find out about. So, you know, no cousins here anymore. But Duncan and I don't know what possessed us to just say, all right, let's do it. So I said yes to the position, having never been here, leaving Duncan's parents, who lived in Dallas 20 minutes away from us, a longer flight from my own family. And we said yes. Passover came and went. A month later, we were on a plane. We came out to Portland for the first time. It's a good thing we liked it, because we were sort of stuck at that point. But if it wasn't for Parshat Lech Lecha, and knowing in my head that sometimes you have to take a great leap of faith, I'm not sure I would have been able to take this position. Because I'm not one of those people that just jumps in 2 feet ready to go to do anything. I'm a thinker. I like to plan it out. I have a trip to New York coming up, and I'm terrified because I have no idea how I'm going to get from the airport to the hotel. I know it's easy. You don't have to come tell me to take a cab. I get it. But it's something that I'm not used to doing. I don't like to travel alone. In Parshat Lech Lecha, you've got Avram, who's there with his family, with his wife. They don't have any children yet, but he's a youngish man in Torah years at that time, trying to figure out where he's going to go and what he's going to do with his life. And God comes out and says, go for yourself. Lech Lecha. Go for yourself. Do this for you. See what's out there. And that resonates with me because I didn't want to be a pulpit rabbi, and yet here I am, a pulpit rabbi. I still do more with the kids, but I'm a pulpit rabbi at this point. And I'm doing it for myself. And I think so often in life we find ourselves constrained by what we have this vision of who we are or what we could do or where we should be, We don't often say, I'm going to do this for myself and see where it takes us. It takes tremendous courage, tremendous strength, and a support system that's there to say, yes, go and do this. And I think that's the blessing of Parshat Lech Lecha, is to give us this week to look inside ourselves and find out, ask, who do I want to be and what do I want to do for myself? And then go out and do it. So I hope that you will take a leap this year. Maybe it's small, like traveling to a city you don't like by yourself. Or maybe it's big, like going to an entirely new, don't leave us, but maybe you will, go to a new city or start a new career or find something else. Whatever that is, the blessing is that we should do things for ourselves so that we can grow. Shabbat Shalom.